to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, with whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. But the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of our Lord. The pulpit feels just too far away from you. So here I am. Merry Christmas. How good it is to be here on this Christmas Eve. Christmas just wouldn't be complete without "Oh, Come All Ye Faithful" and red poinsettias and candles and Silent Night. What a joy it is to be together, even at this late hour, to worship God and share in the joy of the Christ child. We heard the story from St. Luke as we've always heard it over the years. Mary and Joseph go back to Bethlehem. It's busy because of the census. There's no place. Jesus is born in a stable. The shepherds hear the news. They go and see, and they rejoice and praise God. So one of my favorite things to do before Christmas is I go and visit our home-centered members, folks in their 80s and 90s. And just like I did tonight with you, I try and read that Christmas story to them, knowing that some of them won't be able to get here on Christmas Eve, and I read it as best I can. And when I finish, I look up, and our eyes meet, and so many of them say, "What a story. What a story. Christ comes to earth." He said, "I remember that story from my childhood. I know that story." And they believe. They believe in the baby. Mary and Joseph believed as well. They both received these angel visitations, and then they carried out the mission that God had given them to bring baby Jesus into the world and raise him up. I wonder if they were nervous like other first-time parents. Joseph, do you think we can really do this? I mean, our baby is going to be God. How do we tell God to eat his vegetables? How do we tell God not to pick his nose in public? Oh, but they believed in the baby, and they believed in God. So now it's December 2016, and it stood in the corner of a front yard. The rest of the houses on the street had lights coming down from the top of the house and inflatable Santa Claus and reindeer floating across the lawn. She almost missed it as she drove by, but there it stood, leaning against the porch. It was a big plank, painted white but with black letters, and it said, "Believe." Believe what, she thought. Believe what? Her mind wandered back to childhood when she believed in Santa Claus. Well, that was fun. I got gifts from him. Later, she learned about St. Nicholas, who gave his life in giving gifts to others. Bah, humbug, she thought. Christmas is only for people who have money to buy gifts. I don't have any extra money this year. She had played plenty of make-believe with her little brother when they were younger, making up stories about the galaxy and cowboys and cattle on the range. But now she was an adult. She had to make decisions like the rest of us when she went to the polls this November about, wow, adults' right to die? There were terrorist attacks, refugees fleeing for their lives. She thought, what a crazy world this is. How could anybody believe in Jesus anymore? Ha! Bah, humbug. The Christmas story hasn't changed, but we have. Our world has shifted dramatically in the last year. As citizens of this nation, we voted in November for candidates who we thought represented the values of our country. People's morals have been questioned. Increased cyber attacks online. We have to worry about what's real news and what's fake news. We may have shifted, but God hasn't. We may have moved, but God doesn't. People and nations since the beginning of time have experienced radical cultural shifts with enormous consequences. Think about the Industrial Revolution or the world in civil wars, communist regimes, technology and its ability to connect people just like that in an instant. And so as we come together in the quietness of this night, do we still believe in a God of all ages, in a God of all time? There's a professor at a Lutheran seminary. His name is Dr. Andy Root. He has a 4-year-old, Owen, and it's Andy's job, the dad, Andy, to put Owen to bed every night, and he likes to do it as quickly as possible because TV comes next. And so he's putting Owen to bed, and Owen gets scared. He says, Dad, there's a nightmare in my closet. And Andy says, No. Jesus is here. Well, Jesus is here. You'll be okay. No. There's a nightmare in my closet, Dad. So Andy turns to logic. You know how well that works with 4-year-olds. Opens the doors, turns on the light, shows Owen there's no nightmare in the closet. Owen feels better until the doors get shut and the lights go off. The nightmare's back. So Andy tells this story and he says, you know, I'm smart. I'm a pastor. I have a 4-year theology degree. I'm going to try this with Owen. He said, Owen, let's pray. When we pray, Jesus is with us and you don't need to be afraid. So they prayed for a while and Owen felt better. But then he said, but Dad, I don't see Jesus. You said that Jesus is here, and I don't see Jesus. And then, as only a child can, he says, I'm still scared, and Jesus is not here. Ever felt like Owen? I have. The world gets pretty big. Gets kind of overwhelming. Logic doesn't work. Our emotions run wild. And yet, we wonder if Jesus is really here. But what happened at Christmas was that God sent God's own Son, Jesus Christ, to earth that we might believe that Jesus is here. God is the Christ child, come to earth to take on human form. And he held babies, and he sought out the least and the last and the lonely. He went towards people who were sick and he healed them. Jesus was there for the nightmares in the closet. There's a novel series called Joshua. Father Joseph Gierzon wrote them. He's an American Catholic priest. And he writes this novel about Jesus coming back to earth, but nobody knows that it's Jesus. They call him Joshua. And Joshua moves among the people, and he begins to encourage them to believe and trust in God, even though they don't know they're really talking to God, Jesus himself. And so he gathers people, and this is what Joshua says one night. If you want peace, open your heart to let God enter. Don't be afraid of him. He doesn't want anything from you. God wants to give you love. He wants to give you his love and his peace and his freedom. So when you leave here this evening, do not go alone. Walk home with God in your heart and take God home to your families. Pretty good words. If you want peace in your life, open your heart to God. He wants to give you love and peace. When you go home this night, don't go home alone. Go home with God. Because we know, we believe, that God is in the soul of every living creature, every human, every created thing. God is already in us, living in us. We are temples of God, and God's Spirit continues to work in us to help us believe. And so God wants us to walk that life of love and peace and hope. My guess is that we're here tonight because we do believe in that Christ child. Even though we can't see Jesus, we know he exists just as much as we know that love exists and truth and kindness and devotion. None of us have ever seen an angel choir singing in the heavens, but it doesn't mean that they're not there. We have no idea the wonders that God can bring, even though we don't see them. And yet, the things that are the most real, we never see. Think about that. You never see love except expressed outwardly. You don't see kindness except expressed. The things that are the most real, we can't see, and yet we believe in them anyway. And so we look to this Christ child. We look to this baby come to earth to show us in real time God's love, God's life, God's freedom for us. It's why I love Christmas. There is this sure and certain hope that we are with God and God is with us. And God loves us and God forgives us and God is with us in the midst of nightmares, in the midst of joys. And it's my prayer for you that when you leave tonight, that God goes with you in baby Jesus. Because ordinary people like you and I have done amazing things to bring Jesus into the world. Think about Mother Teresa and Pope Francis, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, J.K. Rowling, she's a Christian, J.S. Bach, Mary and Joseph. You and me, we believe, and because we believe, we live and we walk in the footsteps of our Savior. Merry Christmas.